Thank you very much for giving me the floor, Mr. Chair. As this is the first time that I'm taking the floor, I would like to commend you on your appointment as chair of this GGE. And I would like to pledge the constructive support of my delegation to your tenure. Additionally, I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate my delegation's support to the statements made yesterday by the delegation of Pakistan, speaking on behalf of a group of countries, and by the delegation of Costa Rica, speaking on behalf of the G15. Turning my comments now to the text presented yesterday, I would like to join other delegations that express their congratulations to you for this initiative. Preliminarily, I would like to offer some general reactions to this proposal. We have listened closely to yesterday's discussions, and in our view, a broad majority of delegations gathered in this room agree on many items. This encourages us and gives us hope to move forward. As we are part of the group that presented a proposal for the sixth protocol, we agree with the view that lethal significantly limits the scope of these weapons due to the fact that, as many have said already, a weapon can bring about serious consequences in international law, particularly international humanitarian law, without necessarily being lethal. In addition to many other reasons that were broadly debated in this forum. On the first bullet item, we support Switzerland's proposals, and made by other countries as well, to bring about this change and focus on the weapon systems that have emergent technologies. On the second bullet point, we agree with the United Kingdom in that there is a need to take into account the levels of autonomy that these systems have, given that, as Mexico said, for my delegation, it is essential when the time comes to set up regulations and prohibitions. So, with that in mind, and using as a reference what has been proposed in the sixth protocol, for my delegation, the critical functions for autonomy could be select, target, engage, and we also take into account apply force. On the last bullet item, we believe that it is essential to keep a component on human intervention. We would even consider a human operator. To conclude, I would like to express my gratitude to civil society and other relevant actors for their research and investigation, which allows us to have a better understanding of the subject. Thank you.